For me, I've noticed that as I create awareness around my definition of courage, is it changes, but it ultimately, my definition of courage pushes me past my present limits, past my present boundaries, past the current walls or boxes that I have put on myself, and really helps me open up space to move into something that is new for me. Something that is so much more expansive for me, something that is a higher expression of myself and ultimately my most aligned, deepest truth. And in that, it's something that most definitely has an element of fear or being in a place of discomfort because that's where growth happens. To me, courage is stepping out of what is known and what is present and moving beyond that and onto something more expansive, greater, bigger, something that challenges you. It creates this opportunity for you to see where you are and where you want to go, and how in the present moment can you push yourself that much further? Welcome to the Living Courageously podcast. This is a place where women can really connect with themselves through the lens of courage. What does courage mean to you? What does it look like to live a courageous life? What does it mean to turn these dreams and these thoughts and these visions into these lived experiences and these realities? I'm your host, Ashley Strong Smith. In this lifetime, I've been blessed to continuously live through a place of courage, turning my dreams into realities and truly experiencing a life that is far better than I could have ever imagined. My greatest inspiration is bringing the very tools, rituals, practices, and tangible resources to you alongside the courageous women that you'll meet here. Ultimately, building a community around women choosing courage over fear, creating their dream lives. Courageous soul, curious soul, welcome back to another episode of the Living Courageously podcast. I am feeling deeply grateful to be here and to be in this space right now. I am sitting in my office with my window slightly cracked because the birds are coming back and starting to chirp and just give such a loud sign that seasons are changing, that spring is upon us. I have the incredible opportunity to literally go lay in my backyard on the earth and do some grounding and earthing before recording this episode, which is a practice that is so deeply dear to my heart and to living intentionally in the work that I do. But it's extremely difficult to do that in winter when it's so cold and there's snow on the ground. So I'm just feeling a little bit of warmth and aliveness back in my body. And with this, it really is inspiring today's podcast episode. For me, one of the things is we are coming on the ending of a season. Winter is coming to a close. Spring equinox is very close on us, upon us. We've just changed our clocks and done our spring forward here in the United States this past weekend. If you're listening to this in real time, you know how that's transpired and has looked inside of your life. And so in order for me to, I am the type of person where like my loops need to be closed. My broken seatbelt need to be fixed. Like I do not like moving in and with this earth in a way where I've got a bunch of open energetic strings just like floating out there in the universe. And so it's really important for me to have closure. One of the things that I have connected with is I wrote a bit of a poem. Not a bit of a poem. I wrote a poem to winter and to this mountains and what it has meant to me and what it's brought. And I realized that I wanted to share it out into the universe on my Instagram. If you're not following, just a little bit of a plug, go follow at Ashley Strong Smith underscore. You can see all things, what it looks like for me to live as a courage coach and a photographer and the host of this podcast and a lover of the mountains and life and my daughter and my family dynamics and all the expressions that come with what I share on Instagram. But I had realized, like, I wanted to give a bit of a sentiment and a closure to winter before really moving into spring, as it is super signaled next week in the spring equinox. And it really had me reconnecting back to the intention behind this podcast. And it's all things courage. Honoring the innate courage within us and honoring our definition and living courageously and what that looks like and means for every single one of us. And what I realized in this process is each season that looks and feels a little bit, sometimes a lot of bit different for me. And I can imagine for you, in order to move forward for me, in order to really just invite in spring, although I'm so ready for some warmth and for being able to go outside without a bunch of jackets and layers on, I really wanted to honor what it has looked like in this season so that I, like, for me, when I'm in that deep knowing, there is deep awareness creates like intentional action, and intentional action to me holds this space for even more awareness when things start to shift and change. So today's podcast is going to be, I'm hoping it's a little bit quicker than or shorter. I don't want to say quicker. I don't like that word. That feels a little sloppy. It's a little bit shorter than some of the recent podcast episodes that I've been recording. I've realized that they have been upwards like an hour long, but it's because I've been creating such robust outlines with like information that I'm just being called to share. This feels a little bit more honed in just because it really is just a few things. So today's conversation is how to honor your definition of courage and live courageously in this season. So with this, I'm going to share a little bit about connecting to your definition of courage, what that means to you, what living courageously looks like and means, and how you can act it. A very real life example of how I'm doing this in my life right now, because I know that I learn and grow and understand myself and find a sense of belonging by being in community and exchange. And then I'm going to end with just how to a few things to wrap it up on how to support yourself in this process. So to transition and dive in, I'm going to read a little bit. This isn't the poem that I wrote to winter. This is a little bit of a poem that I wrote to living courageously. To live courageously is to honor the inner, not the ego. To live courageously is to listen deeply, not to ignore. To live courageously is to root into intentionality, not complacency. To live courageously is to know when it is an all-knowing yes, not a submissive no. To live courageously is to let curiosity guide your path, not fear. To live courageously is to love yourself entirely, not reluctantly. To live courageously is to honor the self within this very moment, not the past or the future, but the present. I'm curious to you, what do courage and living courageously have in common? Like, what is their relationship? One of the things that I'm deeply connected to and fascinated by is the awareness of one leads to another. The awareness of what courage means to you leads to you being able to intentionally live courageously. By knowing one, you can act in it and it creates another. So let's just connect. What is your definition of courage? And more so, what is your definition of courage in this season? So for me, my definition of courage changes, especially as I move through dynamic seasons. I notice it too during seasons that are as big as transitioning of like actual seasons. So Merriam-Webster defines courage as a mental or moral strength to venture, persevere, and withstand danger, fear, and difficulty. I don't fully resonate with that definition of courage. I'm not sure that you do either, which is why I think it's so important that we define and redefine our very own definition of courage. For me, I've noticed that as I create awareness around my definition of courage, it changes, but it ultimately, my definition of courage pushes me past my present limits, past my present boundaries, past the current walls or boxes that I have put on myself, and really helps me open up space to move into something that is new for me, something that is so much more expansive for me, something that is a higher expression of myself and ultimately my most aligned, deepest truth. And in that, it's something that most definitely has an element of fear or being in a place of discomfort, because that's where growth happens. To me, courage is stepping out of what is known and what is present and moving beyond that and onto something more expansive, greater, bigger, something that challenges you. It creates this opportunity for you to see where you are and where you want to go, and how in the present moment can you push yourself that much further? So for me, it always is this sense of like, there is this element of fear or being afraid of something because it's so new or it's so different or it's so much bigger than anything that I have known. It's these times where I do feel super uncomfortable, and simultaneously, there is something that I know my higher self, a greater source or power, whatever it is that you call that, that is helping move this forward. So what does courage mean to you? Once you root in your definition of courage, you can then turn your definition of courage into action. This action is where living courageously really comes into existence. It's the being and the doing of your definition of courage that enables you to live courageously. And why I defined it as two things, both being and doing, is there are going to be times where you're more in the being of things. There are going to be times where you're more in the doing of things. And there's going to be times where there's this incredible synergy and intersection of them both. The being is the full embodiment of your definition. The doing is the action behind your definition. To me, living courageously is the intentional act of making decisions through the lens of courage, through the lens of your definition of courage. So the more awareness that you have around your definition, the more that you can create decisions from this place. So living courageously feels aligned and powerful and freeing and supportive and expansive. Living courageously can also very much feel scary and uncomfortable, or like you're walking through water, as living courageously is to move past the present moment. It's to take these points and these moments of the known and the comforts and move into this place of the unknown and the discomfort and the growth. So I'm sure at this point you're curious, like, what does this even look like or mean? Like, how can I take this and apply it into my very own life? Firstly, get very clear about your definition of courage. Secondly, like, really sit with how can you then act on this to start to live courageously. So for me, this is kind of how I walk through this process. Although, like, I truly believe courage is innately within every single one of us. There are seasons where I lean on my definition and living courageously more than others, because there are seasons where I just like innately and naturally do it. And then there are seasons where I need to be reminded of it, and I need some force to help push me just a little bit more forward and a little bit more out of my comfort zone. So, an example of how I'm doing this and where I sit right now. So, like, this is a very real reflection of my life. So, in this moment, my definition of courage is to hold space for and honor my truth beyond just within myself and in my home, regardless of how the outside world perceives it. The season that I'm in is I have been in a place where reoccurring since the end of last year, I've been very conscious of this. It's like I've been so deeply connected to like really taking my power back in a way of being completely honest with myself, specifically around my time or energy. How did I get to this place? If this is where I'm sitting right now, like I wanted to know, well, how did I get to this place? Because just as we're changing through the seasons of winter into spring, so too did this shift at some point. And so what I realized is how I got to this place, constantly overcommitting and overextending myself in multiple areas of my life and business. I realized that the more that I'm saying yes to this stuff outside of myself and where I'm like rooted into in this moment, the more that I say no to myself and to my home and to this season of life that I'm in right now, that's ultimately all about rooting into like the softness and the slowness and the subtleness and the sweetness of doing nothing and honoring the wintering season that has been upon us. This time to hibernate, this time to like freeze, this time to just really like bunker down and be in. So, with that, how am I creating action? I.e., how am I living courageously, both in being and doing with this awareness? So, with the awareness around my definition of courage, with the awareness of the season that I'm in. One of the things that I'm doing is I'm being very mindful of what and when things go on my calendar. I'm releasing things from my calendar that don't feel in alignment of where my heart and soul are or in that moment, or if my energy is too depleted and I don't have anything to give. I'm deeply mindful of how I ground and nourish my soul and my body and what that looks like with having time to charge my battery by myself, having time in nature, taking baths, moving slowly. I'm very intentional about having time to do nothing on our calendar. Literally, like multiple days a week where there's nothing on the calendar so that the days can just unfold. Another big thing is experimenting with new ways of honoring this space. So, one way that looks like is we've recently purchased a trailer and we have our first camping trip in Joshua Tree this coming weekend. And so this is really an experiment of like, what does it look like to live courageously and honoring this season's definition of courage? So if this season's definition of courage is to really hold space and honor my truth when it comes to my time and my energy, being out in nature with my family, waking up in nature, although I live in the mountains, I still live in my very real house where there is always something that can be done, something that needs to be cleaned or fixed or laundry or vacuum or the animals or whatever it is. If I can remove myself from this environment to create a bit more space and time to be with nature, to be with my family, to really, really honor my truth with time and energy, I am under the impression and truly hoping that it starts to shine a light on a different side of myself and being and existing that I haven't been seeing simply because I haven't experienced it. Another way that I'm living courageously is being held in supportive containers where I'm seen and heard and my actions are validated and understood. I'm in a weekly accountability group that helps with this. I am in multiple, I run a women's networking group up here that does this, up here in the mountains that really supports this. Like there are so many avenues of this. Another way is I'm currently reading a book called The Way of Integrity by Martha Beck. And what is so profound about her book are not only are the concepts so in alignment with who I am and where I'm at, but it's a workbook style within the book. So every single chapter, she has real time questions and work to implement and try. And so not only am I doing the work within the book, but I am then doing the work within my life. It's the same concept of yoga, you know, it's like not just what you're doing on the mat, it's how you're taking the principles and concepts within yoga and taking it off of your mat. So I invite you to reflect on this in your very own life. So what is your definition of courage? What is the season that you're in? How did you get to this season? And then how are you creating action, i.e. living courageously within all of this? So I'm going to just end with a few ways for you to be able to support yourself in this process. Get really connected and rooted in your definition of courage. Write it and place it somewhere where you see it regularly. Let this be a tool, a resource, like a visual element to remind you of what this season looks like for you and how you can honor your definition of courage within this season. Another thing is get very, very clear on what does living courageously look like, feel like, and mean for you. For every single one of us, our definition of courage is just slightly different, if not drastically different, and therefore how we live courageously is going to be drastically, slightly or drastically different. Most importantly, really connect with how living courageously feels. And then the last part, this really reconnecting back last week on episode 79, I shared all about how to really create small action every single day that leads to major change and transformation. So how can you create one small action every day that honors your definition of courage and living courageously? So I know that today's episode was a short and sweet one, but really it just feels in such deep alignment, not only for myself, but also for you to connect with your definition of courage and what it looks like to live courageously in this season. Because one of the things that I know to be so true is no season is the same and no definition in living courageously is the same. It's not always this huge, grandiose things that you're doing. Like I know for me in the past, living courageously has been massive things like going and teaching English in Tanzania and starting a relationship halfway across the world and starting a photography business without ever being an entrepreneur and then expanding my photography business and then moving away from the place that I had always lived and known outside of when I was traveling. Those are some of the bigger moments where living courageously like reflected itself. But the truth is, those were one season out of many, many years that I have been living courageously. So there are moments where living courageously and honoring courage are so much more minute. Right now, it's really me living in my truth of my time and energy and integrity and what that looks like and means. Although this sounds like a smaller thing, it is creating massive, massive change in my life because I am honoring my truth. The more that I honor and live in that truth, the more that I release the people-pleasing tendencies, the more that I let go of these things that have been holding me down or back, the more that I'm aware of how much my time and energy is so crucial in this season. Not just because I'm writing my book and being an entrepreneur, but it's like so crucial in this season of my family dynamic with my daughter in her last year of preschool and us not knowing what we're doing with kindergarten, with my husband now being a firefighter paramedic in the fullness of his schedule. Like, there are these major things happening where time and energy and what that looks like feels so different. Take some time, please, over the next day, over the next week, and just journal and sit with this in your very own life. The most beautiful thing is all of us are innately courage. All of us are already living courageously in ways that we're not conscious of. Creating the space and time to really focus on this and reflect on this will not only root you into the season, but will hopefully inspire you to keep moving forward in this way of courage and living courageously. If this resonated with you, please share it with one of your sisters. Please share it on your Instagram or Facebook or story. Tag me at AshleyStrongSmith_. If it feels in alignment, please make sure that you're subscribed. It always helps if you rate and review. Your support and the feedback means so much to me. As always, if there's anything that I can support you with, please reach out. You can check the show notes and you can book a complimentary connection call. You can drop into my DMs on Instagram at AshleyStrongSmith_. You can email me hello@AshleyStrongSmith.com. Keep shining your light, keep sharing your truth, and keep being your most courageous self. I see you, sister, and I am deeply, deeply